Now, the talking newspaper sport for January, prepared by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again, and welcome back to our monthly chat about this sporting life in and around Todmorden. And first and foremost, we hope you've enjoyed a happy festive season. This time we start with Bulls and the happy relationship that exists between the Todmorden Bulls Association and the Centre Vale Park Runners. Since the end of lockdown restrictions in July, the runners have been able once again to enjoy their weekly jog around Centre Vale Park, knowing that, thanks to bowling club volunteers, some tasty snacks and a refreshing drink would be available at the end of their run. And after taking Christmas Day off, runners and bakers were back in the park on New Year's Day with coffee cake, Victoria sponge and coffee, and walnut cake on the menu as usual. There is a serious aspect here too, for in a thank you message to the runners, bowling club officials say, "Our bowling green rents increased by 25% this year, after a 30% increase in 2021. And this means that in order to keep on bowling, we need to raise a further £1,000 by September 2022, when the final bill of £5,050 is payable. Thanks to you, we've been able to add £600 to our funds since we began working together in July." And the message concludes by saying, "Your continued support is vital to us in our struggle to survive." So, let's hope this tasty partnership continues to thrive in 2022. Now to cricket, and news that a new name has been added to the illustrious list of former Todmorden professionals to have played Test cricket. This time the accolade is handed to Michael Nezer, the Queensland all-rounder who made his debut for Australia in the second Ashes Test against England at Adelaide this month. Nezer, a 31-year-old fast bowler and hard-hitting batsman, who was Todd's pro in 2014, was called into the side when skipper Pat Cummings was ruled out after being forced to self-isolate because of the coronavirus. He responded by taking 2 for 61 in England's first innings and contributed a hard-hitting 38 to Australia's 275-run victory. Nezer is the fourth Todd pro to play Test cricket in the last 25 years. The first was fast bowler Matt Nicholson, who made a single appearance for Australia against England in 1998 before arriving at Centre Vale 3 years later. The next was all-rounder Brendan Nash, the professional in 1999, who made 21 appearances for the West Indies between 2008 and 2011. Then came Faf du Plessis, professional at Centre Vale in 2007, who went on to make 69 appearances in tests for South Africa and also played in 143 one-day internationals. He captained South Africa in 36 tests and also spent 2 seasons with Lancashire. Nessa's stay at Todd was limited to 18 Lancashire League matches because he was recalled by Queensland for pre-season training late in the season. But in those 18 matches, he recorded the mouth-watering statistics of 981 runs at an average of 89 and 48 wickets at 17 apiece. So congratulations to Michael, popular figure on and off the field during his short stay at Centre Vale. Now to our indomitable runners and news that 40 Todmorden Harriers enjoyed some festive fun just before Christmas in the annual Santa Run. The event involves what the club describes as a plod around Todd in fancy dress with carol singing, mince pies and general Christmas cheer thrown in. It was a reflection of the Harriers' thriving social side, and they also meet every Wednesday for a pack run, starting and finishing at a pub in the valley, with food and drink available at the end of the event. This month, the PAX venue with a 7 p.m. start will be the Stubbing Wharf in Hebden Bridge. So if you know anyone who might fancy a jog and a social evening, the Harriers website has all the details. And finally, a big thank you to everyone who joins us each month for our look at Todd's sporting scene. And of course, best wishes to you all for the new year.